Well, we have a guest joining us here this morning. Jenna Wheatley joins us. Jenna is a youngster that's at the Adair Casey Elementary School. And Jenna, who are your folks?
Ruthie Wheatley and Reggie Wheatley.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Third grade. Now, that's all great, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. We actually want to talk about gymnastics, because you are a young gymnast who is competing in a lot of fun events right now and doing pretty well. Can you tell us, how long have you been involved in gymnastics?
For like at least 6 years.
Wow. 6 years, and you're how old?
Nine.
9 years old. So you started when you were like 3 years old.
Yes.
Why did you ever get started in the first place?
I thought it would be fun.
Okay. Did you see it on TV or have an experience with it somewhere that kind of got you turned on to it?
I saw the Olympics on the TV.
Okay. Anybody in particular that you happened to see on the Olympics?
Shawn Johnson and Gabby Douglas before.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. And the neat thing is those are some of the people that you noticed at first to get you interested in that. And you train with them, don't you?
Gabby Douglas.
Yeah. You are part of the Liang Chow's gymnastics facility in the Des Moines area. How long have you been involved with the Chow gymnastics family?
A long time.
Yeah. Since you started?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me about that experience. Is that a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Gymnastics isn't just one thing. It's a lot of things put together. Now, I know you've had some real good success this season in participating in some of the different events, the state competitions and things. You've done pretty well this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Bar, beam, floor, and vault.
Okay, so you participate in all the different disciplines in gymnastics. Which one are you best at?
Beam.
You like that one best?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's really fun, and you can learn more skills on it.
Okay. Well, now you've been participating in a lot of nice competitions. How have you placed?
Good. I've been like first in two meets for all around and like third and second.
Wow. Is that better than you thought maybe you'd do, or did you surprise yourself a little bit?
Surprised myself.
Did you? Really? Why do you think you're so good? What makes you good at gymnastics?
I do dance and I do other type of sports.
Okay. So it's not just the gymnastics, and you do other things to help you with that too. What does it take to make someone good at gymnastics? What qualities do they have to have?
They have to have good pointy toes and flexibility.
Oh, boy, no doubt. So that makes an old guy like me not good at gymnastics, huh? Probably. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about the different disciplines and stuff. You do floor exercises then, too?
Yes.
Okay. How hard is it to come up with a routine for the floor exercises?
Hard.
Does it take you a long time?
Mm-mm.
No? What's the process like? Do you just listen to music and kind of come up with some things, or do you plug the music into what you want to do?
Our teacher helps us out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, of course, now Liang Chow had a chance to train Shawn Johnson, who, you know, did pretty good, I think. I think she's done okay, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about Gabby Douglas? She do okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, Olympic champions. It's kind of hard to beat that, isn't it? How cool is it to be around people like that? Because, you know, they're at the gym, too, at different times, and you've had an opportunity to see them and be around them. Do they ever help you out?
Mm-mm.
No? Do you pick up pointers and things from any of the other gymnasts that are there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, does Coach Chow work with you a lot individually, or are there a bunch of teachers there?
I have a certain teacher. Her name is Amy.
Okay. When did you first meet Amy?
Like last year.
Okay. And how is she pretty good at helping you out?
Yes.
What does she do for you?
Helps me get better at gymnastics, and she helps me do tricks that I don't know.
Okay. Is it difficult for somebody to get started in gymnastics?
Yes.
How?
Because you have to know all the skills, and you have to try skills that you don't really remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now your mom and dad, Reggie and Ruthie, they're pretty supportive?
Yes.
Do they go to a lot of meets and stuff with you then?
Yeah.
How many meets do you participate in during the year?
5 to 6.
5 or 6 meets. How long does it take you to prepare for those?
A long time.
A long time. Now, I know recently you competed in the state championships, the Excel state championships. Mm-hmm. You did pretty well there, didn't you?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Got first place all around.
Now, you participated in each of the disciplines individually. How'd you do in those?
I got first on floor, second on everything but vault.
Okay.
Third.
You were third in vault and second in the other two. Mm-hmm. And then first overall, and that's done on a points. You accumulate points throughout all those disciplines to figure out who's going to be first. How many kids participated in that?
Nine
in total. Where'd they come from?
One of them was from Chaz, and a lot of them were from different places.
Okay, so they come from all over the state of Iowa then. Mm-hmm. Well, this is pretty exciting. Are you pretty thrilled about what you've been able to accomplish so far?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have any big goals now? Because I know this season technically is over for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what are you doing now? Are you taking some time off, or do you continue to work toward next season?
Continue to work towards next season.
Okay. For you, it's kind of a year-round thing.
Yeah.
So what are you doing right now? What's your practice like?
It's really fun, and it's real harder.
Mm-hmm. Do you work on the individual disciplines, or do you do a lot of stretching, exercising? What do you do at practice?
A lot of stretching and exercises.
Okay. Well, how long do you want to do this? You've already had a pretty good career. What do you want to do? How long do you want to keep doing this?
For like 3 more years, basically.
Okay. Have you ever thought, gee whiz, Gabby Douglas and Sean Johnson, holy smokes, they were in the Olympics, and they did pretty well, and they're out of this gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought, gee, I wonder if Jenna Wheatley could be doing that someday?
No.
No? That's not in your future, you don't think?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I like dance way better.
Ah, okay. You want to keep up with the other stuff then, too. Very good. Well, what are your goals right now with gymnastics then?
To get Kip and all the other harder skills on the bar.
Okay. And so now tell me about dance then. You like dance then too. What's that all about? Where are you working on dance?
At Panora.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With Christy Vance.
Okay. So how long have you been doing dance then?
5 years.
5 years. What's your favorite?
Dance.
Do you like tap or do you like, what kind of dance do you like best?
Floor.
Floor? Okay. What's your best move, huh? You got a best move right now?
Round up like answering back duck.
Okay. Boy, you got answers to all my questions, don't you? Very good. Well, for right now, the reason we want to sit and visit with you is because of your gymnastics success. So it's pretty exciting. You got a lot of medals at home in the bedroom, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you been gathering them for a long time? How many do you have, do you think?
Probably just like 20.
Oh, wow. And again, you're 9 years old, and mm-hmm. you have 20 medals at home already from all these competitions.
Yeah.
You just won a state championship. What else does Jenna want to accomplish before she's done then?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep working hard and do the best you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, say hi to Gabby Douglas and Sean Johnson for us, will you?
Okay.
Okay, because you do see them now and again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Well, Jenna, good luck to you and continued success.
Thanks.